Brothers, when you finish your salah, I request you to come closer to the front, inshallah. Taking into consideration those who are still performing salah, please make your way to the front, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my respected brothers and elders and young friends those who are sitting at the back inshallah you can come a bit closer inshallah Ibrahim I can see you mashallah from there and those who are there against the wall if you can come a bit closer so alhamdulillah it's after Maghrib salah time so obviously it's we can say officially this is night time and it's late it's past 8 o'clock The reason we kept this program or these programs at this hour is because nobody generally has any excuse. Everybody's at home. Most people have eaten their food and are just generally waiting for Isha Salah, performing Isha Salah and then going to bed. So it's a good time where we're all kind of relaxed. We've got through the busy hustle bustle and activities of the day. So it's a good time to get together in the masjid and a short reminder. And that's why we've kept a Q&A session as well afterwards. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them. Before we start the program, just to mention the brainchild behind these programs was our Mona Adam Sidat. He's not here today. So he mentioned that this would be a good idea. It would help rather than keeping it in the afternoon or late afternoon, better to keep it in the evening. So we'll see those who have finished with their daily routine, work, etc., can come and attend. We don't want the youngest children to attend these programs. Rather, we want the teenagers, we want those in their 20s, in their 30s, who want to just connect with the masjid, connect with spiritual programs. So inshallah, there'll be a short talk on the topic. Thereafter, there'll be a Q&A session. And we want brothers to ask questions. If anyone has a private personal question, feel free to speak to the whoever will be delivering the talk later, or they can speak to myself later. Or if it's a general question that you feel people can benefit from, then feel free to ask it. Sometimes through a beautiful question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up a door of knowledge from which the speaker expounds and explains and the listeners benefit. That's why it's mentioned that husnu su'ali nisful ilm. A good question is half of knowledge. Now many times the speaker does not explain on this very important point, but when the listener asks a pertinent question, good question, relevant question, then mashallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up a lot of knowledge for the listeners. So anyone has any questions, we'll wait for the talk to finish inshallah, and then there'll be a 5-10 minute Q&A session, we can ask the questions. Thereafter inshallah there'll be some tea and some snacks provided, so we can all participate, benefit from and consume those as well. And those who wish to ask any questions later, feel free to ask inshallah. So this Thursday today, the topic is the importance of good company and the importance of choosing your friends wisely. Next Thursday, the topic will be the importance of acquiring authentic knowledge. Very important topic. And the Thursday after, the topic which has been designated is how to control the nafs and how to manage the desires of the nafs. So inshallah, brothers, those who have attended today, make sure to attend next Thursday. And if you've come alone today, then make sure next Thursday to bring a friend, bring a family member, so everybody can benefit, inshallah. And we've got our poster there on the screen as well. Those who have it on social media, make sure you share it far and wide to all of your friends and colleagues and associates as well. Jazakallahu khairan. Without any further ado, I'd like to call upon our respected Maulana Ibrahim Diwan Sahib. Before Maulana comes forward, brief introduction. The reason why I give the introduction is so that we are aware of who the speaker is. MashaAllah, Maulana Sahib, he studied in Azadville Darul Uloom in South Africa. And thereafter, he didn't complete from there, but he came to Islamic Dawah Academy in Leicester, and he graduated from there. MashaAllah, he's a very talented, very pious alim of deen, inshaAllah, to the best of our knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in his knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take more work of deen from him. MashaAllah, currently Murna is engaged teaching the maktab and the madrasa at Madrasa Falahi Darain. MashaAllah, he teaches over there as well, and he teaches the elder children over there. And at the same time, he works for HMC. If you don't know what HMC is, you can ask Murana later. It's very important that we learn about HMC. Halal Monitoring Company. Committee, Murana? Committee. Halal Monitoring Committee. It's very, very important. So Murana works for them. So, MashaAllah, that's a brief bio about Murana. So without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Murana to deliver his talk. Tilawat ho jaye? Chalo, tilawat ke liye kon mustahid, tayyar. Huzaifa, do you want to come and do a small tilawat? Good boy, mashallah. Mashallah, well done. We didn't tell him to be prepared for this. This is very spontaneous. You can sit on the chair.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب الإنسان أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لن يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وحديناه النجتين فلقتحم الأقبة وما أدراك ما الأقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسقبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, very well done. He wasn't prepared for this. MashaAllah, Huzaifa is one of our Hifz class students here. So MashaAllah, he was ready to do the spontaneous tilawah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more barakah. Allah ta'ala increase him in his Hifz of Qur'an and his piety, inshaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before I begin my talk, I would encourage all the brothers, let's move in closer together, inshaAllah. Harakat mein barakat hai. Jamaat hai ki nahi? There was a Jamaat here after us. Jamaat is still here? MashaAllah, where's the Jamaat from? Mixed Jamaat from? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Blessed gathering, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا صدق الله مولانا العظيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Dilse, from the heart, my brothers. It is the night of Friday, Thursday night after Maghrib Salah. The night of Friday has begun. So dilse, from the heart, recite Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and elders, it is the sheer favor and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enabled us to perform the Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah. We have entered the night of Friday, and He has allowed us to gather in a majlis of dhikr, a gathering where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. My brothers, these gatherings are no small things. And we need to appreciate these programs, these gatherings that take place. Appreciate how, number one, through the tongue. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. That thank Allah that from all the Muslims of Ashton, there are those who knew about this program who didn't know about this program. Those who didn't know about this program, obviously they wouldn't have come. But those who knew about the program, Allah selected you and I. Allah selected me, Allah selected you to be part of this gathering. I would like to share two ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he mentions the virtue and the importance of gatherings of this. And if you listen carefully to these words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Insha'Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sitting and to bless our sitting and to make us worthy of the virtue and the blessing of Allah subhanahu of the blessings of the gathering which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith. The first hadith, very quick, it's a long hadith, we'll go through it very quickly. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed some angels on earth who then roam the earth looking for ahlul dhikr, looking for those people who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they find such people, alhamdulillah, we can say that we, inshallah, Allah accept our ikhlas, Allah give us ikhlas, and accept our sitting, inshallah we are from the Ahlul Dhikr, because we have only gathered here today. I'll mention the other hadith as well, but we have only gathered here today to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take place in this gathering. So when they find the people of Ahlul Dhikr, the people of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do they say? They call out to the other angels that come. The maqsad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you to this earth for, we have found it. The objective Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into this world for, to look for these people, we have found these people, come, gather. And all the angels that were sent for this purpose, they gather into this gathering. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they encircle the gathering with their wings right up to the heavens. And then finally, when the gathering terminates,
Then these angels also go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein a beautiful conversation between the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, now where did they go? Where did you go? Where did you just come from? And one very important sentence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than the angels where they came from. So when he's asking here, it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't know where the angels were coming from, he perfectly well knew. But just to make the angels aware, and through our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make you and I aware, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the angels, where did you come from? What were the people saying that you left? He said that they were saying subhanallah, they were saying Allahu Akbar, they were saying alhamdulillah. Yani they were engaged in your remembrance. We had just read our Maghrib Salah. This is a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the Maghrib Salah, I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, would have read the 33 subhanallah, the Tasbih Fatimi as we call it, the 33 subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is the remembrance of Allah. Then we remained behind, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to remain behind and listen to his remembrance. Then the angels say that, Have they seen me? Have they seen me that they were remembering me? The angel said, no, they haven't seen you. What if they had seen me? What if they had seen me, then they would have increased in your remembrance. They would have increased in praising you, in glorifying you, and increased in worshipping you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are these people asking for? Why have they gathered today? Why have you come today? For the snacks. Huh? Mufti Sahib said that there'll be snacks after the program. So I'm just coming for the snacks. Bayan. Too many bayans I've heard. See, why have we gathered? What do we ask? What is our maqsad of gathering? What's our ultimate objective? What's the ultimate objective? For the sake of Allah. But what do we want from Allah? Jannah. They ask for Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, have they seen Jannah? Have you seen Jannah? Anybody seen Jannah? No? They haven't seen Jannah. What if they had seen Jannah? Then they would have even more, they would have desired Jannah even more. They would have participated even more in gatherings. Had they seen Jannah, what are they seeking refuge from? You ask for Jannah and you seek refuge from? Hello? Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No, they haven't seen Jannah. What if they had seen Jahannam? The angels say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. The angels then replied and answered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had they seen Jahannam, they would have sought even more refuge from Jahannam. They would have sought even more refuge from Jahannam. They would have stayed away from all those actions that would lead them into the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that golden sentence, my brothers, remember this sentence in every majlis, every bayan you go to. Remember this sentence, first sit in the bayan. Why? Just to acquire this. Just to acquire this virtue of sitting in a gathering. Of sitting in a bayan. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? فَأُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. That, oh angels, those angels that were roaming the earth looking for gatherings such as these, bear witness, oh my angels, that indeed I have forgiven every single one of them. So we will leave in a few minutes from this gathering with this conviction that on the night of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me for all my sins. For all my sins. Then the angels pose a question. A wonderful question. A very relevant question. Inshallah, it won't be relevant, but most likely a relevant question. He said that there was a person, or there were some people in this gathering, that they hadn't come for the gathering. Their maqsad of coming to the bayan was not the bayan. Their maqsad of coming to the bayan was not to remember you of Allah. They came for another purpose, for the snacks. Or they came to meet their friend. They said that, I've not seen this person in a very long time. Let me come to the masjid because I know I'll see him in the masjid. Let me meet up with him in the masjid. So, oh Allah, does he also get forgiven? And again, remember this, my brothers. Every bayan you go to, every majlis you go to, remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies beautiful through the tongue of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, humul qawm la yashqa bihim jalisu. That this is such a gathering, these are such people, you my brothers, you and I, Allah is talking about us, we are such people that because of our company that we have gathered here today, those people that didn't even come for this bayan, and they just came for another ulterior purpose, another purpose, even they will not be deprived from the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Second hadith. In another hadith, Allah subhanahu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's a lengthy hadith, but one part of the hadith. Ibn Majah narrates this hadith. He says, وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ, that no nation gathers فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, in a house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. You know why I made the, mashallah, the Hafiz Abid Quran. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, that they recite the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ, and they do dars of the Quran. Yani, they impart the lessons of the Quran to one another. إِلَّا حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وغشيتهم الرحمة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Four virtues. Number one, إلا حفتهم الملائكة. The angels gather around. The same angels that we just mentioned in the other hadith. They gather around this majlis. Number two, نزلت عليهم السكينة. A peace, a tranquility falls and descends upon the gathering. If you ever find yourself dozing off in a gathering, then don't think that the speech is boring. Say that Allah's sakina is falling. And where you don't, where you're not falling off to sleep, where? In the cinema. You don't fall off to sleep in the cinema, do you? But in a bayan, you're very easy to doze off. Why? Because Allah's sakina is falling on the gathering of ilm. But in the cinema, Allah's azab is falling, you get no sakina there. There's no peace and tranquility in the cinema. That's why you never fall off to sleep in the cinema. It might be the most boringest movie. But when you go to the cinema, there's no dozing off. But when you come to the majlis, and if it's a speaker like myself, and it's a bit boring, then sakina. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. And then, number three, وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special mercy enshrouds the gathering. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهِ. And the fourth and the most beautiful and the most greatest virtue of sitting in such gatherings is that Allah subhanahu, just like I am mentioning, you are listening to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Masjid al-Hamza. There in the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking our name and mentioning us to the angels. So my brothers, the topic was coming in, adopting good company. Adopting good company. So the first lesson we learn from this, from these two hadith, is that good company, and how do we adopt good company, is come to the masjid. Come to the masjid for salah, and if in the masjid there is a jamaat and there is some program taking place, there is ta'aleem taking place, then my brothers, sit. Sit for ta'aleem. Sit for the bayan. Sit for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will be worthy of four or five virtues. Allah will forgive you your sins. غَشِيَتْهُمَ الرَّحْمَةِ نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah will remember you to the angels. Allah will enshroud the majlis with mercy. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you peace and tranquility. My brothers, it's the date, night of Friday. It is the night of Friday, very quickly before we go into the second part of the what I wanted to mention today. It's the night of Friday. MashaAllah, there's a jamaat here, so we have 6 points.
the 6 points of Da'wat and Tabligh. I'm going to give you 6 points for the night of Friday. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in one hadith that there are that وَالْجُمُعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ مُكَفِّرَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمْ. That if you truly spend Jumu'ah, the night and the day of Jumu'ah correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your minor sins and will remove all the dirt and filth that you have accumulated in the week from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. How do we make Jumu'ah fruitful? Six things. Number one, on the night of Friday, which is Thursday night, so tonight, read Surah Al-Dukhan. Virtue, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the person who reads Surah Al-Dukhan on the night of Friday, yani Thursday night, the night preceding the day of Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah. Do this every Thursday night for 52 weeks in a year, that's 52 palaces in Jannah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Manana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, mentions a very beautiful point with regards to not this particular hadith but other hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you palaces in Jannah. That if you do this, you'll get so many palaces in Jannah, I'll build you a palace in Jannah. He said that this, we can take a glad tidings from these ahadith that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me palace, you do this action, I promise you palaces in Jannah, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to build you a palace in Jannah and send you to Jahannam? So these small actions are a means, inshaAllah, bifadlillah wa birahmatillah, and keeping hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that through the virtue of these actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely guarantee us Jannah. Because if I'm going to build a palace, I'm not going to be ending up in Jahannam. Then what's the palace there for? What's the building of all those palaces for? Number two, the Salatul Jumu'ah itself. Salatul Jumu'ah itself. My brothers, prepare for this Salatul Jumu'ah. Come early for the Salatul Jumu'ah. Don't come just right at the end, last one in, first one out. When do we come? Bayan. No. Now we're going to come for the bayan. Because we just mentioned those two hadith. Inshallah, we're going to come for the bayan. Tashkil kare? Huh? Who's going to come for the bayan tomorrow, inshallah? Jumu'ah bayan. Heart uthalo, inshallah. We're all going to come for the Jumu'ah bayan. Every Jumu'ah. Come for the bayan, my brothers. However, we don't spend much time or we don't sit in gatherings such as these. So at least on the day of Jumu'ah, we know definitely there's a bayan. Every Jumu'ah, there's a bayan. Sometimes in Urdu, sometimes in English. But my brothers, sit. In none of those two hadith that we mentioned, did they say you have to understand what the speaker is saying? Or you have to practice upon. You just have to sit. As long as you are sitting, remembering Allah, you will get the blessings of that gathering. You will get the blessings of that gathering. So come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. The earlier you come, the greater. And perform the Jumu'ah Salah. And make sure wherever we are, then we are always praying. Always praying our Salah and especially our Jumu'ah Salah. Number three, Dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there is a moment on the day of Friday where Du'as are definitely accepted. The majority of the ulama are of the opinion that there's time, there's many opinions, but two opinions which hold most weight is the du'a made between the two khutbahs. But that du'a, you'll have to make it from your heart, not with raising your hands and speaking. But in your heart, without speaking, dil-dil-meh. In your heart, make the du'a between the two khutbahs. The imam stands, he sits, and before he stands, that's the time. And the second opinion which holds weight is 10 to 15 minutes before the Maghrib Salah. Come for the Asr Salah, and if you can stay the whole way, Alhamdulillah. And if you can't stay, then come early for the Maghrib Salah. 10 to 15 minutes and make du'a. It's the acceptance of du'a. Number four, Durus Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that recite Durus Sharif, especially on the day of Friday. Why? Because this Durud is delivered directly to me and I reply. And I reply directly. So on the day of, every day read Durus Sharif. Set a target, but on the day of Friday, make more ihtimam. More, give more importance to Durood Sharif. And simple Durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your target every day is 100 times, then increase on Friday, 300, 500. If your target every day is 300 times, then on Friday increase, aim for 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, as much Durood as you can. Number 5, Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf, the recitation of Suratul Kahf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever recites Suratul Kahf in some hadith, generally, and in one hadith, he says, on the day of Friday, whoever recites Suratul Kahf, wasima min al-Dajjal. You'll be protected from the trials and tribulations of the Dajjal. Surah Kahf. And number 6, stay away from all sins. This is the most important. If you can't do any of the other 5, then at least do this. Stay away from all sins, major and minor. At least for one day. At least for one day. That on the day of Friday, this is my Eid day. This is the day of happiness. This is where I need to show my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. That I am ready to obey His every command and stay away from His every disobedience. Very quickly. Second part of what I wanted to discuss today is Surah Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites Surah Kahf will be protected from the trials of Dajjal. My brothers, as we are going away, further away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the blessed era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are coming closer and closer to Qiyamah. And as we are moving away from the Mubarak time, we are moving closer and closer to the time and the fitna of Dajjal. So we are living, the ulama say that we are living in the fitna of Dajjal. That it is very, very close. Where the end of times is very, very close. All the minor signs of Qiyamah, pretty much the ulama are unanimous that all the minor signs of Qiyamah have taken place. Now it is just a matter of time before the major signs of Qiyamah starts. So one protection is Suratul Kahf. Now why was this surah called Suratul Kahf? And this is what I want to discuss and we'll conclude on this inshallah. The surah was called Suratul Kahf. Kahf means a cave. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this the companions of the cave. The companions of the cave. Our topic is adopting good company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Now these were youngsters. MashaAllah, not good to see a lot of youngsters today. But inshallah, next week there'll be even more youngsters. Inshallah. Yeah? You bring all more youngsters, inshallah. Huh, Abdul Razak? Huh? Where are all your friends? Come on. Huh? Next week you bring more, inshallah. Better speaker, that's why. Inshallah. Huh? And then the following week even more. Inshallah. Yeah? So bring more youngsters. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. They were youngsters who had believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa zidnahum huda. And from our side, we increase them in hidayah, in guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their whole story. No time to go into the details of the story, but mashallah, inshallah, we will be aware of the story already. Yeah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these were not related. They weren't related youngsters. But because their iman, the jazba of their iman, and what they were being called towards, the evil effects of their society, and the place that they were living in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that jazba that they needed to separate themselves. Separate themselves from the evil company of their society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered them in a safe gathering. But where? In a cave. One of Abu Hassan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, one of our mashayikh from India, he mentions a very beautiful point, making a commentary of this, that if you want to save yourself from the evil around you, you will also have to go into the cave. And what is the cave of today? So not the physical cave. I was telling you to go to the mountain and start living there. Huh? Three, he mentions. Yeah? Either go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why?
Because what is a cave? When they went to the cave, did they take all their saman, furniture, house, bulge, family with them? Left everything and gathered together. What made them gather? Their iman. When we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do? We leave our families. We leave our day-to-day routine and life. We leave our jobs. And for 3 days, we enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cave. Or, number two, going to a madrasa. Going to a madrasa. Why? Because even in a madrasa, do you take everything with you? House, furniture, wife, family? No. For a few hours of maktab, 2 hours, you leave everything to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most makatib are in the masjid or in the building of the masjid. And number three, go into the company of the mashayikh. These are the caves of today. Go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go enroll into a madrasa, into a course, learn ilm. And number three, go into the company of the mashayikh in the khanqas, where you will purify yourself. And all three, long story short, come into the mahol of the masjid. If you want to protect yourself, your progeny, your children, your wife, and all the people from the evil society and the evils outside, come into the mahol of the masjid. This is your good company. Why? Because in this masjid, no one comes for a business transaction here. Here the only maqsad and the only objective is one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we gather in the masjid, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is here comes for only one objective, to reach Allah. And when you come, then every step you take, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that every step Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiping away sins. It's purifying the evil that you have bought, that you have gathered and accumulated in your lives, just by not even entering into the masjid yet, just by walking towards the masjid. Just by walking into the masjid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered them in the cave, made them sleep for so many years, protected them in amazing, amazing ways. So similarly, my brothers, if we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go into the madrasas, go into the khanqas in the company of our mashayikh, then we will also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also protect us. Protect our iman. Protect our iman. And the second thing, the second great favor he did to the companions of the cave was that he caused a revolution in the same city that they were living in. You want to create a revolution? Come into the mahol of the masjid. And because of the company of the masjid and the people of the masjid, then this will purify you. When you go home, you will cause revolutions in your homes. You will cause revolutions in your city. My brother, these people that come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sit in the company of the ulama, that sit in the company of the mashayikh, they might not even realize it. They might just say, oh, we've spent 3 days and we're going back home now. But little do they know the effect that they have left in the city that they were in, and when they go back home, the effect, there is definitely effect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that effect, company definitely has an effect. And he explains it by an example. He says that the example of a pious company, of good company, and the example of a bad company. Example of a good company is like sitting with a person who sells fragrance, itar, perfume. Yeah? If he is generous, he will give you one perfume for free. If he's not so generous, then you'll have to buy it from him. And just by entering his shop, he doesn't give you perfume, you don't buy any perfume. But the fact that you just entered his shop, the perfume, the fragrance of perfume, you'll definitely smell. So the effect of good company, either you'll take everything from him and he'll give you everything, or you'll take from him. But just by sitting, you will get some sort of effect, and that effect will go a long way, my brothers. A long way into upholding your Islamic identity, and this will have a positive effect on those who you will go home to. And the effect of bad company, then the Prophet ﷺ said, it's like the one who, the blacksmith. He'll either burn your clothes, or if he doesn't burn, then you'll definitely get the bad smell of him, of the smoke. So if you adopt evil company, then you either become exactly like them. If you want to become a smoker, you'll have to sit with smokers. If you want to become a druggie, you'll have to sit with druggies. No one just becomes a druggie in their homes. You'll have to find the company of drug addicts to become a druggie. If you want to smoke, you'll have to find smokers. So my brothers, adopt good company. Come into the mahal of the masjid, adopt the company of your imam, adopt the company of the ulama, adopt the company of the musallis of the masjid. Come in their company. You don't have to listen to them. A bayan doesn't need to take place. You just need to come into the gathering. Come into the masjid. This will definitely have a positive effect. And stay far, far away, especially in our zaman. Stay far, far away from evil company. My brothers, evil company definitely has an effect. And this evil company and this good company can be, especially the evil company, it could be physical, meaning human to human, and it could definitely also be digital. Be very, very careful of what company we are adopting, which articles we are reading, which Instagram influences we are following. My brothers, we are not going to influence them, they are going to influence us. They are going to influence us. Their evil will rub off on us. Don't think that I'll go on YouTube and listen to Islamic bayans. My brothers, no. Yeah? No. Don't listen, don't. Stay far, far away. If you do not need a smartphone, my brothers, take it away. You can survive, you can live without a smartphone. And if you need a smartphone for work or whatever purpose, and my brother, be very careful of what you follow, what you watch, who you follow, who you tweet, who you're following. It's like, it's tweet now. You can't even say tweet now. You have to say X, no? X. U-X. Huh? See? So, who you following on Instagram and all these social media, my brother, this is all company. And it will definitely have an effect. It will definitely have an effect. Sheikh Saadi rahimahullah used to say, Suhbati salih tura salih kunad. The company of the pious will make you good. Suhbati talih tura talih kunad. The company of the evil company will make you bad. So adopt good company, come into the mahal of the masjid, frequent the masjid. Every salah come, if there's a bayan, if there's ta'aleem, then sit in the bayan and ta'aleem. This is good company. And stay far away from evil company. Time is up. I've already taken 5 minutes extra. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and always make easy for us to come into the mahal of the masjid, come into good company and the company of the pious, the sulaha, our imams, our mashayikh, our Jamaat brothers, spend time with them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good and make good company easy for us and keep us away from evil and keep us away from evil gatherings and evil people. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Dear my brothers, any questions? Mufti Sahib is more than ready to answer all your questions, inshallah. So if you have any questions, if it's a general question, then which will be benefit to the whole gathering, then please ask openly. And if it's a very personal, private question, then Mufti Sahib is here for you. Then inshallah he will be more than happy to answer any questions. Suhbat-e-talih. Talih. Talih, tura talih kunar. Talih, evil. Ye Farsi ka sher hai. Farsi ka sher hai. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah farmate the, suhbate salih tura salih kunar. The company of a good company will make you good. And bad suhbate talih tura talih kunar.
suhbat-e talih, tura, talih, munad, the
bad company will make you bad.
Give dawah to non-Muslims. For me.
The Q&A session is for Mulana, but so I think this is something we can probably discuss off the mic. We have to make ourselves the best version of a Muslim. MashaAllah, Satiza here in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful deen is to exemplify and embody the character, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Once the character is beautified, the personality is beautified, then people will automatically be inclined towards Islam. There are many, many stories of people who just on trains, mashallah, we had he's from Libya, Sheikh Jihani, I think his name is. Then the Sathis will know him. Inshallah, any time he would go on a train, he would come off with a couple of people who have embraced Islam. And it wouldn't be that, mashallah, he himself is eager to talk about Islam, but people are curious. Okay, you're wearing this garment, you're wearing this, you know, they will come sit, and your reactions, the way that you speak to a person, the way that you make a person comfortable, it draws a person towards Islam. Of course, a person who, remember, this is why we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Islam is the most important thing. Iman is the most important thing. So if something is the most important thing to me, I am confident and comfortable talking about that to whoever I meet. If it's a non-Muslim, I'll talk about it. And they will ask questions, and especially if I have my Islamic identity. I remember once our Ustaz Mufti Inayatul Asab, when he was teaching us about Salam, Al-Badi'u bis-Salami bari'u min al-Kibr, and all the other hadiths about Salam. The person who starts with Salam, he is the one who is free from pride. So I asked a question, I said, Hazrat, what about if you don't know whether he's a Muslim or not? Because mashallah, was Indian, those who are from the subcontinent, you know, we all have the same skin complexion. So if they're not wearing a jubbah or they're not got a topi on or something, many times you don't know, is he a Muslim, is he Hindu, is he Christian? We don't know what the religion is. I said, can I just say salam to the person, just assuming that ghalib guman, that this person is a Muslim? He said, no, you can't do that. You have to know for sure that the person is a Muslim before actually offering salam to them. So how do you know whether the person is a Muslim or not? Through their Islamic identity. It will be expressed, you know, in the beard that they have, in the clothing that they wear. It will be evident, it will be apparent. So if a person has the Islamic identity, a non-Muslim is automatically curious. And all of the things which happen in the news and all of the things which happen around us only makes non-Muslims more curious about Islam. So when they see a person who is a Muslim, and a, you know, someone who is working with them, someone who is their neighbor, then they are curious, they're eager to actually learn, to actually know. And if you give them a small opportunity, they will ask questions. As soon as you can break the ice, you will see the questions come. Even if it's a neighbor, as soon as you can break the ice, you see that they say, okay, so, okay, where are you going? I can see that you're, you know, you're wearing different clothes today. Are you off to some special prayer? You know, I heard it's Ramadan. What do you do in Ramadan? You just have to break the ice. You have to make people feel that we are here, we are, you know, welcome them. And people will ask questions. And this is the best way through which a person can actually pass on the beautiful teachings of Islam to those who are non-Muslim as well, inshallah. Any other questions, brothers? MashaAllah, there's some tea and biscuits and things like this which are served at the back. Any other questions? How about, especially about this topic of today, choosing good company, staying away from bad company, bad influences, coming into a good environment. MashaAllah, brothers can ask. MashaAllah, we have. I'm looking at ulama who are sitting here in our discussion as well, so that ulama can contribute. MashaAllah, Mawlana Suhail Sahib here. MashaAllah, Mawlana Muhsin Sahib. Mawlana over there, I've forgotten Mawlana's name. MashaAllah. So all of the ulama here, MashaAllah. Any other questions? Jamza.
So the six. So these. No, don't. The 6 points. I'm not inventing anything new here. The 6 points to make Jumu'ah fruitful. Number one, so appreciate that Jumu'ah starts from Thursday night. So the first thing is Surah Duhan. Surah Duhan on the night of Friday the virtue which Nabi Sallallahu has mentioned is a palace will be built for the person, for the reciter in Jannah. The second point is the Salatul Jumu'ah itself. Preparation for the Salatul Jumu'ah, having ghusl, cutting your nails, removing unwanted hair, dressing properly with your best clothes for the day of Jumu'ah, for the Salatul Jumu'ah, coming early for the Salatul Jumu'ah, listening attentively to the bayan. This is all the second point, the Salatul Jumu'ah itself. Listening to the bayan, listening to the khutbah, reading your sunan, reading the salah properly. So Salatul Jumu'ah itself. Third thing is the dua on the day of Friday. There's many opinions on when this dua is accepted. So the two weighty ones, there's many weighty ones, but the two main weighty ones is between the two khutbahs and 15 to 20 minutes before the Maghrib Salah on Friday. So three was dua. So number one, Dukhan, Surah Dukhan. Number two, Salatul Jumu'ah itself. Number three, dua. Number four, Durus Sharif. Excessive Durus Sharif. Number five, Suratul Kahf. And number six, which is the most important and not only applies for Jumu'ah, for the rest of our lives, is staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
If anyone has any private questions, mashallah, Murana is here, Murana chiping in, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. So, we'll just stop there. Murana, just a dua.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا ظالمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأهلنا ولمن حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا مشرف القلوب شرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، ويا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك، ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاذ به عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة الفردوس وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ونسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا ورشدا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب.
رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.
Please make sure next Thursday, inshallah, make sure that we all attend and we bring our friends as well, and bring at least one more person, at least two more brothers with you, inshallah. Jazakallah. Make sure to have some whatever they put out at the back, inshallah, before you go home. And we can perform Aisha Salah in the masjid. You can do that, we can do wudu, and then we can perform Aisha Salah in the masjid and we can go home, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح لا إله إلا الله